Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk, Steve Gell along with Cullen Steele bringing you till 5:30 pregame coverage. LSU baseball, 6 o'clock first pitch against Arkansas. I've been talking about a bunch of Saints news today to help us break that all down. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak and also digital content producer for WWL on the line right now. Jeff, a little bit of a busy black and gold day. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How about you guys?
Doing all right. I've been butchering the dates of the Saints training camp to start the show. So we know now July 22nd that the veterans and rookies will be reporting for camp in Metairie.
Yes, that is correct.
So they'll spend some time there. I'm sure we'll get to see the fans out there as well again to enjoy some black and gold practices. And then August 6th is when you guys will be heading out west, not for joint practices, just for a little break from the heat.
Yeah, it was also confirmed there will be no joint practices
right
for the Saints this year because there's a whole list of them and the Saints aren't on it. But yeah, there'll be about 2 weeks of practice in Metairie. We'll see how much time they spend outside. All right, I don't think they'll have much excuse to hide from the heat, knowing that, like you mentioned, they're going to be heading to Irvine for 10 days starting on August 6th. So, yeah, I mean, they'll probably be pushing themselves a little bit. I'm sure that a good number of those practices will be open to the public. And, you know, it's interesting because they had kind of a secondary setup that they used during minicamp. I wouldn't say it was the full setup because you've been there. You saw it for the second day. Like, it was a tamped down version of what they would do for the normal joint practices. I would guess they could probably fit twice as many people as they hosted for that one. I'm sure those will be exciting as well.
A little bit of roster news today. The Saints signing a tight end, Seth Green, and also an offensive lineman, and Barry Wesley, both playing in the UFL. I don't know how much information you have on these guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a ton about Wesley. I did kind of go down the rabbit hole of Seth Green, which is kind of a funny name for a big football player. The Seth Green that I was aware of prior to today is this little measly guy who does voices on Family Guy and whatnot. But yeah, Seth Green's interesting. He started college at Minnesota, eventually transferred to Houston. He actually went into college as a quarterback. His freshman year and sophomore year, he was a quarterback, then kind of got converted to a quarterback / wildcat player, eventually was converted completely to receiver, and now going into pro football, he's a tight end. So kind of an interesting background. You know, maybe if you're looking for a guy who could simulate Taysom Hill, if your goal is to include Taysom Hill in the offense and he's not going to be available for the first however long of camp, maybe he's a guy who could do some of that simulated work to get that part of the playbook installed. That's the first thing that came to mind for me, because he is that type of player. Obviously, there's only one Taysom Hill, but he's a big-bodied physical dude who understands how to play under center, take snaps, do all that. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what their plan is for him. They had a couple roster spots open because of their retirements, so those are filled now. I would expect Taysom to start camp on the PUP list, which would, you know, allow them to stay at 91. I think they can have 91 because of Charlie Smith. I think you still get that roster exemption for the international player. But, yeah, I mean, they're maxing it out for sure.
You mentioned with Taysom Hill, there's really been no new updates on his, you know, recovery from knee surgery, right?
I mean, we saw him, so that's an update in itself, right? He was at practice, the first day of practice. He was at the facility. So I don't know how much in one-on-one interaction there had been with Kellen Moore and Taysom Hill prior to that. I'm sure they had talked, but probably not in person, or at least not an extensive amount of time in person. You know, Kellen was asked whether he thought he was good, Taysom would be able to get out there for camp. He kind of, you know, prevaricated. He kind of worked around it. Like he said, there's really no timeline right now. We're not going to get into timeline. So, you know, that's not a great sign in terms of, you know, if he was going to be, if they were hoping he was going to be ready for camp, I think we would have got a more confident answer.
Right.
But we'll just have to wait and see. And I would be surprised if he's not, you know, 2-3 weeks out before he gets onto the field at all. But we'll have to wait and see. Taysom Hill is a guy that I've learned not to bet against when it comes to recovery timelines, because if you remember a few years back, he tore his lisfranc in his foot on the final game of the season. I don't think anyone expected him to be back for camp the next year, and he was out there like nothing happened. So he is kind of a freak in that way. But I'm not optimistic about his availability, at least not until.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Late in camp.
And Jeff, talking about some retired guys, you were at the Saints Hall of Fame announcement today of who will be inducted into the 2025 class this year. Former cornerback Tracy Porter, we all know well from that great Super Bowl run from the black and gold. Also safety Brett Maxey. And then two other awards, the Joe Gemelli Award, the Florida Lee Award, going to former WGNO sports director Ed Daniels. And then also the Saints Hall of Fame Courage Award, another name we're very familiar with, and Steve Gleason.
Yeah, they actually invented that award today.
I thought that was funny from Steve.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for creating another award for me. But, yeah, no, one of the amazing things about Steve Gleason is that he still can have timing with his joke deliveries. Like, he genuinely gets laughs, and it's not like pity laughs. It's like, oh, that's actually funny. And that's remarkable in and of itself that he can kind of maintain that sense of humor. But Ed Daniels, what struck me in that setting was, you know, how long is it going to be before there is an Ed Daniels award that's being handed out, right? It kind of feels like that's just going to happen before long. But no, it's really cool to see him honored in that way. You know, I was out at camp when that news came down, and it was like a ton of bricks falling on your head. And one thing Robin Daniels mentioned is, you know, they were out there. WGNO wasn't going to send him out there. He was going out there to cover it on his own dime because he had never missed a training camp. That's how much it meant to him. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, it's still tragic to kind of think about that a year later, but it's really cool how the Saints are honoring him in that way. As far as, you know, Tracy Porter and Brett Maxey, and, you know, I don't remember Brett Maxey all that well. Bobby would have a much better story to tell about Brett Maxey because, you know, that was the Dome Patrol secondary, right? We talk about the Dome Patrol. We never talk about the safeties. We talk about the linebackers. You know, I have a Dome Patrol poster on my wall. I couldn't have named it as secondary, but, you know, it's cool to, you know, like that was such a great defense that, you know, every piece of it, and that's something Ken Trahan was talking about, like every piece of that defense had a star in it, you know, and he was one of those. And then you kind of flash forward, you know, a couple decades and you have Tracy Porter who, you know, we've talked about this, you know, we were saying, okay, who's kind of missing in the Saints Hall of Fame? And he was always a name you would bring up. And it was a question of like, yeah, he didn't have a particularly long Saints career. He was only here for 4 years. But, like, I think in the Hall of Fame, in the team Hall of Fame, you know, having iconic moments associated with you, like, you can't tell the story of the Saints without mentioning Tracy Porter's name. You know, that iconic photo of him holding the ball out as he returned the touchdown or the interception for Peyton Manning. And then a week earlier, it was Brett Favre making this wildest decision I've ever seen in an NFC Championship game and Tracy taking full advantage. So, you know, it was cool to hear from those guys today. And it's just like kind of generational, right? Like two great defenses. You know, we think of them in different ways because of the heights they reached. But, you know, today was a day for the safeties.
Yeah, no, like you said, I always thought Tracy Porter belonged in the team Hall of Fame just because, I mean, you think of a Saints highlight, you're probably going to see either Drew Brees, Garrett Hartley, or Tracy Porter. If you like Google Saints highlight, I would imagine one of those guys are going to pop up.
Thomas Morstead might be in there too. You know, Reggie Bush maybe. But yeah, I hear you.
Now the, you know, team's on a break right now until we get to ready for training camp. Any more, you know, group activities you know of playing with this team? I saw that the Saints social media team put out a video of Tyler Shuck actually shucking some oysters, which got me a little nervous watching it.
Yeah, he was getting a little loose handed with the gear there. Those hands are valuable. Be careful. But I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of stuff planned. You know, a lot of the veterans kind of go their own way. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that people have to handle. Like this is the 6 week period where it's like, all right, if you got stuff to deal with, you do it now, because once you come back in late July, it's, you know, the rubber meets the road, wheels are up. We're not, you know, messing around. So yeah, I mean, I'm not sure personally what exactly they have planned. I'm sure the social media team is busy kind of coming up with ways to use names as puns and whatnot. But no, this is always a weird time because we get so excited for the next season during like the OTAs and then the minicamp, and then you kind of just hit pause on the VHS or whatever you want to say. But you know, what I always say is during this time of year, I don't want to hear about players, right? Like I don't want my Twitter to blow up and I see someone's name come across and I have to, oh gosh, what happened? Right.
Yeah, like a la Shador Sanders today.
Well, sure. This is the time of year where, you know, when people's names pop up,
it's never good.
A lot of times it's because they got in trouble for some reason. Like Marshawn Lattimore a few years back was an example, you know, like you just don't want to deal with that. Like that's the last thing you want to talk about this time of year. You want to just talk about next season. So I'm having my fingers crossed that I don't hear about these guys too much and we can just come back in July and talk about football.
Well, Jeff, I know a team you know well. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers have advanced to the finals of the College World Series, getting an 11-3 win over Louisville. Back in the day, did you get to cover them at all?
Yes, I did. You know, Gary Gilmore big-timed me one time. You know, they had a bad loss to, I think it was Minnesota. I can't recall. I think it was Minnesota. And I went to go interview him, and he was so mad about how the game went, he wouldn't talk to me. But no, it was a fun team. It's a fun program. You know, they have a nice teal football field. I remember when that went in, it was like, you know, you had Boise State with the blue and then you had Coastal Carolina with the teal. It was awful to look at. But when I covered the football team, they were FCS and they were up facing North Dakota State and losing every year. But no, I mean, it's for such a small program in Conway, South Carolina, right? It's, kind of fascinating that their baseball program is as elite as it is, right? Like, you kind of put them up there with, you know, not necessarily up there with like a Duke basketball, but it's like, that's the size of the school compared to, wow, they are competing for titles, not just, hey, we're in it. Like, Murray State got to the College World Series, and it was like, wow, like a program like Murray State, you never expected them to win the thing. Coastal Carolina goes there, and you're like, wow, they're a legit threat to win the entire thing. You know, they showed up on a 24-game win streak. That's wild. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see that.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff, and I'll definitely be talking to you on Friday for Sports Talk.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Stateside reporter Jeff Nowak joining us there. You can check out his work at WWL.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.